This is GQDN for Tuesday, August 15th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a Fortnite boss. Batman releases on Nintendo date and some showcases. But today, we start with VG247, and they're saying that Diablo 4, that's the item in gold, duping, did exploit some things that made Blizzard shut down trading. So, what happened? Well, because of the Eternal Realm characters going to the Seasonal Realm, did mean now that trading is now off limits. And since that's now the case, Blizzard did take steps to stop trading between the realms. But now there's another exploit with duplication. And now the player's economy is now under threat. And that's another reason why the trading between players has been disabled until that problem is fixed. Now that was on the official Diablo 4 subreddit, which did say, quote, "As always, any account that engages in gold and an item duplication exploits will be actioned in accordance with our end user license agreement." Now, some things have been very clever as well, but that's why Blizzard decided to shut down trading for now. So when will trading come back up? That's a big question, and we cannot answer that at this point, but we will keep you informed. Let's get to some good stuff, though. And that would include PushSquare.com, and they're saying that Gamescom's opening night will have maybe a little bit less on announcements, but they'll have some big updates. So, what Jeff Keighley, you know, being the host of that, did go on the record. And that was a part of the VGC article, where he did express on how much he likes the Cologne Bakes convention. So, here's what he said. It's basically, the show will be, quote, "less about announcing brand new projects and more about giving fans updates on the biggest games due out over the next year." Further quote, "The sense of community at Gamescom is so unique and powerful. There's really is nothing else like it in the world. Even before I was involved in ONL, I loved coming to Gamescom because it's such a focus of players and community." So that's why he goes there. But what can we be looking at? Well, Granblue Fantasy Relink, obviously Tekken 8, Elden Ring, Shadows of the Erdtree, and Black Myth Wukong. Maybe some other games as well. Maybe like, oh, say, Destiny 2? This comes to us from GameInformer.com, and they're saying that Destiny 2 will have a showcase. And the showcase will air at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, which is 12 p.m. EST, on August 22nd. And what they will show is the Final Shape expansion and some of the events that goes with it. So, I was saying that the Final Shape is definitely an expansion, as it is maybe the conclusion to the Light and Darkness saga. So, the story will indeed go on with the expansion. And Bungie did release a new video recapping the biggest moments of this Destiny journey. But the showcase will also dive into Season 22, along with a new reprise raid and other announcements. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. Capcom said they won't make a new Dino Crisis game, but a fan did make it in Doom 2. This comes to us from GamesRadar.com. And while Capcom is not going to make the new Dino Crisis game, a fan did make it in Doom 2 under the Operation Ibis Island. And that is a brand new mod for Doom 2. And that's available to download on ModDB. So anybody, or the creator was Laser Doom, and that mod does recreate the vibes of Capcom's classic Dino Crisis across a brand new map. And that's complete with new weapons, levels, and enemies. So here's what the mod's description did read, quote, "Inspired by the iconic Dino Crisis game, in this thrilling map, you'll find yourself navigating through a meticulously recreated environment, reminiscent of the tense atmosphere of the original game. So people did check that out, including GamesRadar, and they said that the review was, quote, fun in short bursts, but, quote, it can't keep the entertainment going as long as the live service space it wants to inhabit demands. So maybe you play Doom 2, maybe you can check out that mod. You can let me know at Joe Brums on X, Twitter. Anyway, there is a production strategy game that launches today as early access. This comes to us from Destructoid.com, and the game is called Desynct, and it's a Steam early access. And it's made by Forklift Interactive and Stage Games Incorporated production. So, what is Desynct? Well, it's an automation game. Partly a base builder, and some of it is also RTS. So you find yourself stranded in an unknown world, but you need some manufactured parts to repair your ship. And you take control of a horde of drones that will extract resources and take them to your facilities to be processed. Sounds cool. But Nintendo said, hold your horses, people, because Batman Arkham Trilogy is going to release in October. This comes to us from NintendoEverything.com, and the date for Switch is October 13th, 2023. So here's the overview from the eShop. Quote, become Gotham City's ultimate protector across the iconic Batman Arkham Trilogy. Face off against notorious DC supervillains, the Joker, Scarecrow, Poison Ivy, and more in Batman Arkham Asylum. Step in the shadows of Batman Arkham City's open world and the new maximum security home for thugs, gangsters, and insane criminal masterminds. In Batman Arkham Knight, tear through the streets of Gotham and take on the ultimate threat in the trilogy epic conclusion. Experience critically acclaimed gameplay, a AAA original storytelling across all three games, plus all DLC in one complete package. Now, let's hit a little bit of esports. For two stories, essentially. Well, one, essentially. Because this one says that the latest Valorant teaser did hint at a Los Angeles map, and it'll come around Champions 2023, according to .esports.com, of course. So Riot Games did send out some more information about lore and Valorant with the game's next episode act. And it did give another hint at what could be a new map in the city of Los Angeles. So August 15th, which today, did post, or the teaser did post a new agent Deadlock and Cypher meeting in a security van. So here's what they said on X, Twitter. No more hiding. Cypher and Deadlock's peaks behind the Kingdom Curtain is just the beginning. Keep your eyes open for more secrets and details to be revealed between now and August 26th. Oh, for the next 11 days, Valorant fans, you should be very well excited about that. So there'll be a classic car set in a parking lot. Well, that was shown in the background, and that's with a orange glow to it. Well, you guys would know that. But how about an epic boss fight? Once again, back to .esports, and they said a Fortnite player had an incredible boss fight that you would see. So, the interactive boss fights do take place in the end of seasons in Fortnite. So Epic Games did a pretty good job of building up towards the epic skirmish through the Fortnite season, and fans team up to let loose in the end of the storyline. So up on the .esports site, they did have Doomsday, the raid boss battle, and that's the best Fortnite boss battle that they've seen so far. But that encounter was shown off on August 14th, so yesterday. Now, according to .esports, the boss fight had the same principles of some of the World of Warcraft and Destiny 2 players are indeed familiar with. So watch for the stuff on the floor. Know what to step in, know what to stay away from, kind of that stuff. But we know who we should run to. Last story goes to Polygon.com, and the late Stephen Sondheim's musicals did get some special remasters. So he did work with Company, Sweeney Todd, and Into the Woods, and he also consulted plans for Assassins, along with some other things. There were also some musicals available to Sony's 360 Reality Audio, and that's on Amazon Music right now, and Tidal Hi-Fi, and in Dolby Atmos via Apple Music, Amazon Music and Tidal. So go take a look at that stuff. Very good. In fact, Peter E. Jones did say, quote, "The special editions have the advantage of explicitly moving the action up and down and back to front, as well as left to right. So the listener is given a three-dimensional experience versus the two-dimensional one, an experience that supports the story being told. Also, the higher audio resolution will treat the listener familiar with the original release of subtle details unable to be heard in these recordings until now." He is being very well honored. With that, I will bid you adieu. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. In his honor, go play some games, people.